This is an interview from the Celebrate the Interstate Highway System convoy trip. We're here just at a stop off the road to visit with some people who are supporting Operation Interdependence. And with me is Ann Nisbet. And tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this.
We attended a regional Navy League meeting, and Al, Mr. Interior, came and told us about Operation Interdependence, and I thought, that sounds like something we can do in the middle of nowhere where we don't have any water, which is obviously a connection for Navy League, that we could do to support our troops as they're deployed.
And what is it that Operation Interdependence does, and what do you like about their program?
What I like about the program is that we can gather things from the community so the whole community can participate. The Navy League spearheads the effort, but we can send it to troops that are deployed. There are a number of troops from Elko that have been deployed, so it involves the whole community in the whole process. And I just think that's a really great opportunity that we have to show support for our deployed troops.
How about for people that don't know about it or maybe are just learning about it, what would you say to them?
I would say our doors are open. We would love to receive contributions from you. We also take money because it does cost money. We ship our boxes down to Oceanside, California. A local company has been very generous and sent those packages UPS. We send $30 with each box so that the boxes can be transshipped via public transportation systems, so we don't impact the military transports at all.
Thank you very much. That's Ann Nisbet, and we're here with Operation Interdependence at a highway stop along the convoy trip across country. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.